Let's talk some Royals baseball with our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. I would guess, Vern, the post-game show, a little more enjoyable the last 5 to 6 days or so.
Yeah, winning at home is a lot of fun. The crowds have been very impressive, really, especially despite the losing, right? The past two homestands, only one win. Last night, a Tuesday night, they get near 23,000. Yeah, great turnouts, and after exciting wins, a lot of people that were in the building want to continue the party. So, yeah, they've been a lot of fun the past few nights. And, you know, you have a game like last night where Cags hits his first home run and had so many people swinging by the booth talking about how grateful they were to be in the building for what we believe is going to be a rather monumental first bomb of a pretty tremendous career.
I know it's one game and it certainly doesn't mean all of his problems are solved, Vern, but we took it as like that was one of the biggest things to come out of the game for me, just a really productive out that mattered a lot in the ninth and helping them get the win so you can feel good about that. Another good at bat in the game, and then of course the home run. I felt like, okay, you know, like put together a few games in a row that look like that, and I think you're going to feel a lot better about a guy who I thought could probably use the All-Star break better than just about, or more than just about anybody else on the team.
Yeah, without a doubt, it's going to be, you know, a game like that's beneficial for a 22-year-old's confidence, especially one that's been spiking the bat, you know, way too much. Some porous body language on that past road trip, understandable, right? That's the same guy we saw lose his temper or, you know, get a little too animated down there at the University of Florida. And he's only a year removed from being that college kid. I guess it's no surprise that the body language can be questionable at times. Yeah. Nice night last night. But again, man, you mentioned it. It's the big leagues. Go do it again. Because as his manager will tell us later on this afternoon, nobody cares about what you did yesterday. You got to go do it again.
And that same thing applies to, you know, the big three offensively. It's been, what, a seven-game stretch now where Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi have obviously been playing some good offense, more like last season. But like, I need to see it the rest of the homestand, and I need to see it coming out of the All-Star break to really believe that they've turned a corner offensively.
Yeah, and even if you see that, what does it prove to you? You know, it proves to you that they're possibly as good as they were a season ago. And we all know that, you know, that formula is good enough to get them there, the big three and a great rotation. But when you get on the biggest of stages, you suddenly realize that your big three, they're not that big. Your great rotation is very good, but it's not the best. You know, it's not an all-time rotation. I mean, shoot, it was outpitched last year by Garrett Cole and Clark Schmidt and Carlos Rodon, so... You want to continue to here's why it's so important for me to continue seeing the big three do what they've done over the past week. Is it should allow J.J. Piccolo the freedom to move Seth Lugo prior to the deadline on July 31st. Because right now, if I'm John Sherman, until you can prove to me that trading away Seth Lugo isn't a white flag on the season, I want to take this thing all the way to the deadline. And the only way you can convince me that trading away Seth Lugo isn't a white flag is if you can show me you have someone to take his spot, and you don't right now. You just signed Dallas Keuchel to go along with 45-year-old Rich Hill, who got his brains beat in yesterday. Cole Reagans is still on the shelf, so you're not going to be able to convince me that you have someone to replace him in the rotation. And right now, you still can't convince me that the offense has improved enough to offset the likely regression coming from the rotation. So if you can give me, you know, this weekend against the Mets, by the way, Kodai Senga coming back on Friday, Frankie Montas going on Saturday, Sean Manaea returning coming up on Sunday. It's a formidable trio that you're going to face against the Mets, and they got a pretty good bullpen as well. So if the offense can't continue this going into the break, you know, start off and, you know, bang a little bit down there in Miami, you know, possibly it could open up the idea that you can move Seth Lugo prior to the trade deadline and still tell your fans we have our outside shot at the wild card still.
When you look at what Bobby Witt Jr. has been doing, we talk about it. We're doing the Wittizen stuff. Do you want to be a senior Wittizen? We have some extra buttons.
If I'm really, I'm bald.
We got a wig for
you. We got
you.
Wigs. Perfect. We have 100 wigs planned for Sunday.
Okay. All right. I just know about the barber, and I'm like, well,
we knew that we might run into some issues with hair, so we thought, you know, we'll take precautions.
Yeah, good call. Ballparks are a great place to find a bunch of bald dudes. So, yeah, of course I do. Why wouldn't you want to support Bobby Witt Jr., who this season has still been one of the five best baseball players on the planet? And you look at the numbers he's now putting up with runners in scoring positions. He's back to being that monster in the big moments. So, you know, defensively, you look at what he's doing on the base paths. He's just simply the best. And yet, for some reason, batting average gives a rookie with no city affiliation the starting spot in the American League, at least for now. I know he got banged up last night.
Yeah, he got hit by a pitch, left the game in the first inning. And then I saw yesterday, thinking of All-Star voting, we haven't had a chance to talk to you about it. You know, Michael Garcia, of course, one of the big snubs here in 2025 for an All-Star appearance. And then I saw Bregman, of course, as expected, not going to play because he's hurt. And the alternate, you thought maybe that was an opportunity for Michael Garcia. No, it's Junior Caminero, who's a nice player, obviously, in Tampa. But if you look at some of his metrics next to Michael, and they don't add up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to me, that's a reflection of their team is good and mm-hmm. your team is not good. and I think most Royals fans can understand that. If you're going to be three games below 500, you can't whine that you're not getting five All-Star representatives. Now, it's fair to complain about Bobby not being the starter. I think that's a bad reflection on baseball fans as a whole. And,
yep.
you know, not a necessarily a feather in our cap here in Kansas City either. But the two no-brainers were Bobby and Bubich. They're both going, so I'm good.
Vern, we didn't tell you. I don't know if you've heard. One of the prizes, there could be more, is that you'll get to sit in the crown seats with me and Alex the game on Sunday if you're the winner of the Bobby Wood Jr. Lookalike Contest.
And you guys know how to do it right. I think a lot of people have seen you guys.
Well, I get my money's worth when I sit down there.
And you get to see Cody and Gold off, Mike. That's a whole other world right there.
Whole different bag. You
Cody just starts singing randomly. It's really wild.
And a lot of cussing.
Yes. A lot more cussing.
I mean, a lot of it comes across on the radio. I mean, you're slipping quite a bit, but off the air, man, it gets colorful.
I get a little more loose with the F-bombs when...
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's when I first fell in love with you, were those days up in spring training.
Sitting up there in the heat thinking about those things. When you look at where... I wanted to ask you at least a little bit about Noah Cameron, because... I was definitely in the, like, he got 2, 3, 4 starts. Even when he was having, like, the Valenzuela run, I'm like, I'm going to need a minute before I make any kind of decisions on a guy who wasn't over-heralded or super hyped coming into his big league career. And I don't even know if the Royals knew what they were getting. What has stood out to me is his ability to bounce back. He's had a couple of rough ones here or there, but continues to put up really good numbers and give the team a chance to win every time he starts. Are you thinking that we're getting this Noah Cameron the rest of the year at this point? I mean, it's kind of hard to assume the other way.
Yeah, I don't see why not. There's nothing about him that reflects a rookie, a 25-year-old with a lack of experience. And it's not as if he's relying on, you know, just here. Here's
102,
cheese.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Mizorowski stuff.
It's a lot. Now, that dude's something else. But Bubich, you know, to me, that's what I see with a Noah Cameron, is a Chris Bubich that wasn't rushed to the big leagues. He's able to hit all four quadrants. He has a mixture of pitches. It's a guessing game. So long as his command is on, I don't see why Noah Cameron can't bring that to the ballpark every single, you know, every fifth day when he takes the hill. What's so impressive to me is, you know, prior to his last outing, the Royals had lost 8 of his first 10 starts. 8 of the last 9 starts going into the last one. So the fact that he's able to block out the fact that while driving to the ballpark, he knows, man, my offense might give me 2 runs, maybe 3 if we're lucky. To block all of that out, just go out there and execute against the Dodgers. I mean, he's taken on some pretty – not only is he taking on some pretty big opponents, obviously, up here in the big leagues, he knows the pressure's on him. He knows he's a part of the rotation that is leading this team, that at times is dragging this team to the finish line. And he's able to compartmentalize it all, go out there and get the job done. Something that we're praising the other rookie, Jack Caglione, for: just do your job. Just execute the game plan. That's what Cags did last night. That's what Cameron's been doing, and then some, since he first showed up.
Cole Reagan's now on the 60-day IL. I think some people immediately see that and say, 100% season is over. That's not how this works. But if the team is not in it in the middle of August, do you think they would just shut him down at that point?
So long as he agrees to it too, right?
Yeah, you're not gonna, sure.
He's paid. You're done. Yeah, he is. He doesn't need to fight for arbitration to get those extra starts, but, you know, a couple of starts at the end just to take something into the offseason, just to test your stuff against big leaguers. Are they going to try and stretch him? You know, let's try to get three more outs from him in this penultimate start of the season. No, obviously they'll be smart with him, but if he's back and ready to go, and there's no risk of further injury, you'll still run him out there, especially home games for your fans. Yeah, you no need to shut Cole Reagans down unless you're truly concerned about his 2026.
Keuchel, Rich Hill, you mentioned. Do either of them start a game this year for the Royals in the big league level?
God, I hope not. You know, I mean,
but if they trade Lugo and Lorenzen, I mean, someone's starting, right?
Yeah. Still, I would prefer it be someone other than those two.
I agree.
Bolin or something.
Yeah.
No, I don't know about that either.
Champlain, I don't care what his numbers are. I'd rather see a 25-year-old that's been in the minors too long. So
100%, yes. Yeah. But, man, you look at that AAA rotation right now, and good night. It's like a bunch of AI names. I'm like, that's not a real person. I've never heard of that guy. Honestly, I mean, outside of Rich Hill, Chandler Champlain, there's this Orrin Hatch, I think, is a... Or was that a
There's senator? Some guy that looks like his name is Citronella or something. I don't know what it is.
Like the
Sarantola. Okay,
yeah, that guy. Yeah.
That's a young guy with a big old arm. Okay, yeah. So that's fine. But no, they got like Ron Gant, I think, or maybe that's the old Braves outfielder.
I saw Michael Fulmer.
Yeah, right. The
Bartolo
old Colon
was doing an interview the other day. Maybe he's free.
Is Grinky cutting lawns or what's he doing?
I mean, Edinson Volquez was in okay shape in spring training. Let's see what he's up to.
All right, Vern, we'll be listening tonight, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.